You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network of podcasts.
You're listening to Geekcast Radio on GeekcastRadio.com.
Hello and welcome to Geekcast Radio episode 8. And this episode was originally going to be something else. It is now going to be all about the iPad. And no, this is not something for women, although I'm sure women will use it. No, it is not made by Maxi either. It's made by Apple. As of this recording, Apple released today, January 27th, we're recording this on the 28th, yesterday, Apple released their annual event about what's coming up for them, and the big announcement is the iPad, which is basically a glorified iPhone.
But it's more like a cross between said iPhone and basically that, what's that, the Kindle.
Oh, no, because the Kindle, well, I mean, I guess, I guess I could see that, but the way that, I know you haven't watched the keynote, I don't even know if you watch Apple keynotes, but I've watched them ever since I had my first, anyway, ever since I had my first iPhone, but when I was watching this, Steve Jobs was, on the screen, he had the iPhone on the left, the MacBook on the right, and a blank spot in the middle. So basically what they're trying to do is combine the iPhone and the iMac, or not the iMac, the MacBook into this. And the only thing this doesn't have, I think, is a phone. So the iPad. Yeah. No. As much as I'm an Apple guru and I love the iPhone and I love the MacBooks and I love the iMacs, this thing... No.
Well, to me, it just kind of screams overkill.
Overkill?
I mean, if you either want an iPhone or an iPod Touch or you want a Mac, this is kind of like borderline just carrying around a over-glorified, iPhone, well, minus, you know, like you said, the calling features. It's just kind of pointless.
Well, you know, all right, you know how you can... Okay, you know how you go into, say, well, I use Windows Windows Live Photo Gallery to do cropping photos. So I, like, you know, if I had, like, say I took a picture of Blitzwing here on my desk, of G1 Blitzwing, if I want to crop out my monitor that's right above him, I would go in there and I would crop it out. This is the same thing. All they did was they took the iPhone, set it down, and they just dragged it out. You know, I mean, it's an over-glorified iPhone.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's what it is. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm sure some people would be ecstatic to see this and to use this, and it does look cool as hell. And as much as I am an Apple fanboy, I'm sorry. This thing just is not for me. I would much rather spend my money, even though it only is $499. It's not really going to be $499 with the Wi-Fi, because the Wi-Fi or the 3G mobile plans are with AT&T. So it's more like going to be $599 starting, $699, $799 for the three different models or whatever they have. Because I didn't actually watch the whole event. I just saw it, and I'm like, I watched a little bit of it, watched a little bit of the demo, and I'm like, okay, yeah, no. If I'm going to buy a touchscreen computer anything, it's going to be the HP TouchSmart. I'm sorry. You know, this just doesn't... This would never fit my needs at all.
Yeah, honestly, I probably wouldn't... I'm not interested in getting this whatsoever.
I mean, you know, while it looks cool as hell, I would be more apt to get an Apple TV before I got this. And I don't know if you know what the Apple TV is. It's basically a little box that you can hook up to your TV, and you can sync from your computer to your TV, iTunes, and all your movies and everything else. It's basically like a DVR. It's Apple's version of the DVR, but it allows you to take your movies and TV shows from iTunes and play them on your actual TV instead of your computer. I would buy that before I bought this thing.
Yeah.
Just, and there's no camera on it whatsoever. There's no front-facing camera. There's no rear-facing camera. It says it has a 9.7-inch LED backlit IPS display with a remarkably precise multi-touch screen, and yet it's 1.5 pounds and 0.5 inches thin. It's easy to carry and use anywhere. Yeah, well, you know, whatever. This is just so not something that I would ever buy. I'm sorry. Apple, you fail this time.
Yeah, I don't know. This has been done before in the past, and I was listening to the Tech Guy podcast with Leo Laporte on his This Week in Tech Network, and he was basically saying that, you know, Microsoft came up with the same thing 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it did so piss poor that they just dropped it all together. And I think this is going to blow up in Apple's face. Although, then again, if the name Apple is dropped and they unveil something, people seem to flock at it like seagulls on a freaking piece of garbage. So, I mean...
See, you know, even if I had the money, not for this, but even if I had the money, say, for a much better, higher-end computer, while I love the iMac and I love the MacBook Pros, like I said before, I would much rather get the HP TouchSmart. That thing is so much cooler than this iPad. And... You know, if they wanted to do something touchscreen for a computer, make a touchscreen iMac. I don't see why they couldn't do that. If they can put this together, I'm sure they can make a touchscreen iMac.
Yeah. I would have to agree with you. I'd rather have a touchscreen monitor over having this.
Well, I mean, all right. Well, if you look at the Mac. If you go to the Mac section of the Apple website, and you click on where it says the new iMac all-in-one, you can see that the majority of the screen, because it's just one thing, it's all-in-one computer, there is no tower. There's a keyboard and a mouse, and just the screen. And they come in, I think it's 21 and 27 inch. So, you know, that screen the screen space takes up the entire monitor. So I don't see why they couldn't modify that to be a touch screen. And they can use their multi-touch technology on the iMac instead of this crap that's going to get them so many MaxiPad jokes. You know, I mean, is oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is just kind of... At the same time, it's just a lot of redundancy. I mean, it's just a huge version of the freaking iPod Touch. I mean, that's all it is. It's already been done. It's just they're trying to blow it up and say, how can we squeeze a few extra dollars from the same concept?
Right. I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't look cool. It looks cool as hell.
Well, yeah. I mean, granted, if I had... you know, an extra like $500 to blow around and I was a millionaire, I probably wouldn't care. I'd probably buy it. But at the same time, I'm somebody who is thinking locality on how much am I actually going to use this device. I mean, I bought a freaking Dell Axim PDA just at the time that, you know, cell phones were starting to become smartphones and it was phasing out the whole PDA genre altogether. Right. And it's, I mean, it's all in your phone. What the hell do you need a separate device that doesn't even do that? And you can look at all the same things. I mean, it just seems like you're already carrying around a device that's going to be the same for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much. One of the forumites over at Earth2.net, Jack Fetch, he posted a quote from Gizmodo. No multitasking. This backbreaker, if this is supposed to be a replacement for netbooks, how can it possibly not have multitasking? Are you saying I can't listen to Pandora while writing a document? I can't have my Twitter app open at the same time as my browser? I can't have AIM open at the same time as my email? Are you kidding me? This alone guarantees that I will not buy this product. Now, these are quotes from Gizmodo. These are not, you know, me saying this. No cameras. I already touched on that. The touch keyboard. So much for Apple revolutionizing the tablet inputs. This is the same big, ugly touchscreen keyboard we've seen on other tablets. Unless you're lying on the couch with your knees propping up, it'll be awkward to use. The name iPad. Get ready for MaxiPad jokes. We've kind of covered that already. Let's see. Adapters. So much for those smooth lines if you want to plug anything into this, such as a digital camera. You need all sorts of ugly adapters. You need an adapter for a USB, or a USB for God's sake. You know, I mean, which those are all great and valid points.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. What the hell's the point in getting it then?
I don't know. this is another post that Jack had put on Earth2.net. Jobs said this was supposed to be between the iPhone and a computer. He even said networks were supposed to take this spot, but they don't do enough. The problem with that is that they do more than the iPad does. Which is true. I don't know. One of the reasons why I don't like netbooks in general is too small.
Yeah, I don't care for the netbooks at all. Just like you said, too damn small. They need something more. I would just as soon get a regular laptop and just call it that, you know, call it good at that.
You know, honestly, like I said, if I'm going to upgrade computers and I'm going to get a new computer, you know, I would want let's see, where's copy link? I want I want that. I just posted a link in your Skype window there. I want the HP TouchSmart. If I'm going to fully upgrade computers, that's what I want. Because it's so much cooler than anything Apple has outside of the iMac and the MacBooks. This is almost like when Apple IIe, the Apple II line, when they went from that to the Macintosh computers, when it was named Macintosh, happened, I completely disavowed Apple and became a Windows guy. You know, that's just the way it was for me. I want that HP TouchSmart. If I ever get another computer or a new computer, that's what I'm getting. Because that thing is so friggin' sweet.
Yeah, it is a pretty nice, you know, device.
It's basically the take the iMac, make it all screen. You know, it does come with a keyboard. It also allows you to plug in, you know, your own keyboard if you don't want to use the one that it comes with. The bottom of the computer, like, you know how you have the bottom of your monitor here?
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of the computer has, I believe it's called light display, or it's something, where you can change the color, and it will display light from the bottom of the computer onto the keyboard. You can change it from blue, red, and you can make your keys different colors. It kind of goes back to in Hackers, when they would spray paint their keyboards back in the old days, you know, in the first days of computers,
mm-hmm.
to be cool and have designs. I would buy that before I ever buy anything called the iPad.
Yeah, it sounds lame. Very, very lame.
Yes, it is very, very lame. Sorry, Apple, you don't get my money this time.
It's just no.
No. Just no. Oh, good Lord. Do we have anything else we would like to say about this? Because if not, we can end this episode really quick.
Yeah, I'd say we're good.
Yeah, all right. Well, that has been our opinions on the Apple's next venture, which will probably bankrupt them.
Or make them choose to kick Steve Jobs back out again.
Now, wait a second. He did go through a liver transplant, so there's a big difference.
Oh, they'll wait till he's back and healthy again, and they'll kick him when he's down.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, thank you for joining us here on GeekCast Radio. Go to the website, geekcastradio.com. Find all the other podcasts there. You can go to PredaconEmpire.com, /Nexus. Those are our forums. And you can leave the show feedback on iTunes. Please do this. You can call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Be sure to say what show you're leaving the message for and your name. You can follow us on Twitter. The show name there is GeekCast Radio. That is also for the website as well. I created a fan page for GeekCast Radio on Facebook, and I have it attached to the GeekCast Radio Twitter, so anytime that I update the fan page, it will also update to Twitter.
Nice.
Yes. What else do we... Oh, what's your Twitter?
SCP21.
Mine is TFG1 Mike. Thank you for joining us here for this episode, this short episode of GeekCast Radio, and wish you'll join us next time. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with...
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Thank you for listening, and until next time.
Hey, this is Sari, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network of Podcasts.
No!